Hello and welcome to Safe and Sound. This is a creative visualization activity that will help you feel safer in our world, in our home, or in our schools. What I need you to do is to get ready to do this. So, you will need to create a quiet place, maybe in your bedroom, or maybe somewhere where you know you will not be interrupted by any noise for around 10 minutes. You can sit or you can lie down while you do this. And if you are lying down, make sure that it's with a special pillow that you can use every time that you do Safe and Sound. If it's in winter, you may need something to cover you because sometimes we get a little cold. And now, to begin, I want you to take three big, deep breaths in through your nostrils and out through your mouth. Ready? Big breaths. And now, when you do your next three big breaths, on the first ones, I want you to imagine that you're breathing out fear and tension in the body. So take a big breath in and breathe out fear and tension. And on your next three big breaths, I want you to breathe out worry. Big breath in. Breathe out all the worries that you've got inside your mind. Big breaths out. Breathe them out and let them go. Beautiful. And on the last three breaths, I want you to breathe out any angry red thoughts or feelings that are in your body towards anyone or anything, or maybe even towards yourself. So, are you ready? Three more big outward breaths and breathe out any angry thoughts or feelings in your body. And now, I would like your wonderful imagination to take you to a very special place in your mind, or maybe a real place that you already know that is special to you. And this place needs to be the safest place that you have yet found in your life. For those of you who haven't found one yet, this is a chance for you to create a safe place in your imagination that no one else knows about. So for some of you, it may be under a tree or an outside area where you can hide sometimes away from everyone. And for some of you, it may be in your bedroom, in your really soft bed. For some others, it may be a special place like a beach that you love to visit, or a place in a forest, or a bush. I want you to spend a few minutes to find the safest place that you have ever experienced. And I want you to find yourself there. Be aware of what your feet are feeling in your safe place, and know that everyone will be feeling something a little different. Let your feet feel close to the earth. And then look around you and be aware of your surroundings. be aware of the sky, which is always a beautiful blue in your safe place. And the weather is exactly as you would love it to be in your safe place. And as you're standing there, feeling safe and calm, I want you to imagine that you can create a 3-meter-high guardian angel or superhero who will be your guardian and protector. And now, I want you to name your special guardian angel or superhero. 3 meters high means that they're very, very powerful and they can protect you from anything. When we have someone that big who's looking after us, we will feel safer. Now imagine that even if this special guardian was invisible, but you knew they were there, you would still feel safer. Take a few big breaths and feel how it feels inside you to feel safe and protected. For some of you, it may be a feeling that you have experienced in your life with someone who makes you feel very safe and protected in your life. This is a feeling that the whole body knows. This is a feeling I want you to always remember, because sometimes when we go into places that are unfamiliar to us, that we haven't been to before, we can feel frightened. But sometimes that's a good thing. If ever you're near anyone or you're in a situation where you don't feel this lovely feeling you have just experienced, I want you to leave as quickly as you can. And I want you to find someone who makes you feel safe. It's like we have a part inside us that knows when we're safe and when we are unsafe. And you really need to listen to that part within you. And now, I want you to take a couple of minutes of time to relax and to play in your safe place, wherever that may be. So if your imaginary place is a beach, do what you would love to do at a beach. If it's a cubby or a special hiding place, I want you to play there for a while. And if it's your bedroom, I want you to see yourself surrounded by all sorts of familiar things as you play in there, feeling safe and secure for a few moments. It is now time for you to prepare to leave your very safe place and to leave playing there just for a while, knowing that you can always come back. So now, take a few nice deep breaths back down into your body, leave your imaginary place and come back into the real world. Come back into a very calm body that feels safe, brave, and happy to be you. Another big breath into the body. Wriggle your fingers and your toes. Stretch your arms. Stretch like a pussycat having a big stretch. And as you come back, feel that you are protected and that there are beautiful, safe places in our world. And that who you are really matters. All is well.